I'm with Tim Fleming from Art Los Angeles Contemporary and Mark Hagen, an artist who will have a site-specific installation. We'll talk to Mark a little later in the program. Welcome. Let's go ahead and give out the dates and the website and the hours.
Art Los Angeles Contemporary is featured at the Barker Hangar for the fifth year. It is January 30th through February 2nd. ArtLosAngelesFair.com.
And then you have an opening night on Thursday from 7 to 9. Is that a VIP opening or is that open to the public?
It is open to the public for ticket price, available on artlosangelesfair.com or at the door. From 7 to 9 is the public reception for the opening. So you can come and engage with all the events, all the special happenings that are specific to opening night, a few performances, as well as all of the opening night festivities.
Your art fair is in its fifth year. Can you give us a little bit of the history of the fair? Like, what's your background? Why did you do this?
I went to art school in Chicago at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago and found myself running a small gallery space on the near south side of Chicago from 2000 until about 2004. And through that process, met the then owner of Art Chicago, one of the leading fairs in the country, and helped organize an alternative spaces art fair called The Stray Show, which was 16 galleries from Chicago got together and did this wonderful exhibition slash fair. And it was the wonderful galleries in Chicago then who occupied dirt room floor basements, garages. I actually was one of the few galleries who rented a storefront, not really in the gallery district. We all band together with the support of Thomas Blackman Associates to create this fair called The Stray Show. And through that process, just got hooked. The very first one was in 2001, I believe. Just got hooked on working with a small group of people and having that very for a show, 5,000 people streamed through, and I had no idea what to expect. Very little advertising, and I was there with my booth. I didn't realize what was about to happen. Didn't even bring a chair for my booth. Didn't really get it until that opening night when people just started streaming through and asking questions and trying to buy artwork, and I was bewildered and excited all at once. Since then, I've been hooked on art fairs. To fast forward quickly, I moved to Los Angeles and started working for an art fair company who was producing different photography fairs around the country, and ended up going out on my own to create Art Los Angeles Contemporary. The very first edition was January 2010 at the Pacific Design Center on the second floor. And that was a great learning experience of how to get a fair up in a very alternative space and venue, but really had the support of the owner, Charles Cohen, a MoCA board member and a real supporter of the arts, to make this happen. It was interesting, but very quickly it was clear that the galleries really needed a space like the Barker Hangar, a beautiful, open, very easy to build an art fair in venue. So this is our fourth year at the Barker, but our fifth year since starting.
And the Barker's a great venue. There's plenty of parking and it's on the west side.
It is. We definitely enjoyed being in West Hollywood. That was an experience as well. But the Barker, we really enjoyed the west side. The parking is indeed easy here. It is scattered up and down Airport Drive, but you certainly will find a place to park. We have our bike racks outside, so we definitely encourage you to bring your bicycle as well and save on parking fees.
This month is actually Arts Month in Los Angeles, where we have the LA Art Show and Photo LA and other events. How do you differentiate yourself?
We are the art fair that is dedicated solely to contemporary art. The criteria to be in the fair is that you're a very progressive gallery working and supporting artists who are currently making work. It's work typically from around the last 5 years. It's all brand new work being made. You have galleries that are 30 years old. We also encourage galleries who are 1 year old or just barely a year old. The fair holds 70 exhibitors, and while you may not think it sounds like quite a shift, I think the public and the viewers will notice a difference in that we have scaled back the number of Los Angeles galleries in the fair to one-third Los Angeles area versus one-half. And so while it's only a few galleries, it allowed us to make room for really interesting galleries from Seoul, from Dubai this year. We have quite a few from London, which we're really excited about, some new to the fair and some who have been here for years. The diversity of the international presence of the galleries is really exciting this year in particular. The international galleries, as well as an influx from New York. Again, the recipe, though, is consistent, that we really work to bring galleries who are very established, but also who are brand new. So we have a gallery such as Team Gallery from New York, who is very established and does the big international fairs and has a very interesting roster and track record as a gallery. And then we have a young gallery like Kansas on the Lower East Side of New York. That juxtaposition of mature gallery and brand new emerging gallery is really where the energy of this fair comes into play.
Definitely yours is probably the most progressive art fair in the year here in Los Angeles.
we're really excited about this year in particular. We are good friends with the folks at Printed Matter in New York. And Printed Matter, they for years have produced the New York Art Book Fair hosted at PS1 in New York. Each year, the audience grows. They last year launched the first edition of the LA Art Book Fair, and it was a week after us, so I was lucky enough to actually attend as an exhausted art tourist and just enjoy myself. But this year, we very deliberately synced up with them. We had a long conversation about which weekend was better, ours or theirs, and we decided to push forward and avoid Sundance for the very first time. We typically land on the second week of Sundance, and people always are curious whether that affects our audience, and so we're thrilled to be on the same weekend as the LA Art Book Fair, which is in their second year at the Mocha Geffen space downtown. And we feel a real kinship to them and to what they do. While the audiences may not be completely parallel, the energy and the progressiveness of their event is on par with Art Los Angeles Contemporary.
So how does this art fair work? So you have a selection of galleries. Do they bring what they want, or do you have curators or a steering committee?
We're one of the few art fairs, I think, who have what we call the advisory committee. They are not a selection committee sitting in a room looking at slides, smoking cigarettes, and making decisions yes, no. We have a really amazing advisory committee who weighs in on galleries that are applying to the fair that had never applied before. They also work to talk the fair up and encourage their peers to participate. That's a real resource for us. Galleries all have to apply with a roster of artists. They supply us with a booth concept and plan, a few images from each artist that they would like to bring. And the advisory committee has a look at everything and weighs in when necessary. We do have a lot of repeat galleries that we work with, but they still all have to go through the process of submitting a booth plan and images. You never really know what's going to show up in the end, though. As much as we have a bureaucratic process to apply and be judged on that application, you never really know what you're going to get until the crates are open and the work is up on the wall. The fair really comes to life on that first day of installation when suddenly things that you saw on JPEG form and such, or maybe at a different fair or a different gallery, come to our little compressed art world of 70 booths in the Barker Hangar. It's exciting.
So definitely your art fair, I would say, is the most conceptual one where you get the fresh ideas. I almost wish that there was like cliff notes to going from booth to booth, like what are these things about?
Oh, that's interesting. Cliff notes on the actual work that you're looking at, or on the galleries? Artist statement, sort of I think what we should do is talk next year about doing a podcast and things with you maybe on that, and do a KXLU walkthrough with an artist statement. That's a very good idea. I mean, it's a matter of how you get that information out there. What's beautiful is that it's a public event. You pay your $20 ticket, you come in, and these galleries, who sometimes can be behind high desks and such in their spaces, are there and available for conversation, as they are in their galleries as well. But it's an environment very conducive to having conversation and asking questions. It definitely is a place to come buy artwork, but it has always been a place to come learn about work and really experience it at the same time.
So we're going to go through programming highlights. Let's start with opening night, and then we're going to talk to Mark Hagen about his Ramada Santa Monica site-specific installation. What happens on opening night? That's Thursday, January 30th from 7 to 9 here at the Barker Hangar at the Santa Monica Airport.
There's a few things happening. The main thing is that it's the first moment to come into the fair. And so the anticipation that this is an annual event, it's been 365 days, well, plus a week, as we're a week later, to see what's changed and what's coming to the fair and what's new. And so just the excitement around that alone is fun. Having all these galleries from around the world in one room, you never really know, like I said, what kind of energy and what kind of work is going to be up on the walls, even though we have a good idea when it's all paired together in a brick and mortar art fair, you never really know. One exciting thing this year for sure is we formed a partnership with Artsy. And Artsy is a very interesting web-based network. They essentially are working with us to put the art fair. We have expanded our website to include a lot more images and feature what's happening and what the galleries are bringing and their artist lists and such. But it's a nice partnership in the sense that Artsy actually communicates directly with our galleries and has a different sort of relationship with them and exposes our fair, the content of what's coming to our fair, to their broader network. As they partner with other fairs and museums and galleries, they're a very interesting sort of, I would say, almost a neutral platform for partnering with people. And we're excited to see how this works this first year, but the idea is that Artsy is out there talking about our fair And there's a lot of people looking at their website as well, who we think will be tuning into what's happening through them and also just learning about our fair.
And this is a trend in the art world to have these websites. There's a few, only a few of them, so Artsy being one, but there's the Saatchi does that. And 2 years ago, you had Paddle 8, which might have been an online auction. I'm not sure.
Paddle 8 was a partner of ours and still is in some capacity. We're doing some things around town with them. But Paddle 8 a couple of years ago was indeed putting art fairs online, so to speak. And they would work with the galleries, and the galleries would upload images, and you could browse the fair virtually beyond just the scope of what our website would offer. They have shifted their business model to be exclusively an online auction house and doing very well at that. And so we really enjoyed our relationship with them, and we'll be working with them into the future, but not in the capacity that Artsy is able to offer this year. Again, what's really impressive about Artsy is they do a lot of editorial work as well. So they'll be covering the fair from an editorial perspective and publishing that on their site and just broadening our network. And we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll give it a try.
Kind of functions as a document, a nice document. So we're going to talk to Mark Hagen. Mark Hagen, an artist who's been exhibited at the Hammer Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Santa Barbara, the Best Museum of Art, and a China Art Objects Gallery, has a site-specific installation called Ramada Santa Monica. Hi, Mark. Can you tell us about your exhibit?
Yeah, it's best to think of it as an ongoing project. It's not so much sort of an autonomous standalone sculpture as it is something that's continuing to evolve. This is probably the fourth major iteration of it. There was some earlier sort of prototypes, but this is the fourth exhibition. And in this one, Tim asked me to use it to design a bookstore for artbook/DAP. And at the same time, also use it to make a sculpture. So the best way to think of this iteration is it's a sculpture, more or less impractical, eccentric kind of sculpture that evolves into a more practical and utilitarian bookstore. The two are physically connected. They're made of the same stuff.
So it's an environment that you would navigate through?
I think it's going to be pretty simple floor plan. It's going to basically be very similar to the booths that they have, which are functional. And then attached to that is going to be this, like I said, kind of a more or less impractical or eccentric sort of sculpture, I think is the best way, in relationship to the bookstore.
Since this is radio, let's paint a picture and get people excited. Can you describe it?
Yeah. It's inspired by space frame technology from the 60s and 70s. There were these kind of radical artist architects from the 60s and 70s who were using it to explore this idea of urban nomadism, that it would be the infrastructure on which entire cities could be built, and anybody at any time could transform the environment, the urban environment, at will. So it was an idea of sort of democratizing architecture in a sense. And then it's kind of come and gone out of fashion several times. You see it a lot in corporate and civic architecture. But my desire was kind of try to resuscitate it a little bit. At the very least, bring it into the fold of art again. Try to explore its sculptural potential. Yeah, it's basically based on a geometric pattern. It's a tetrahedral shape that I make from off-the-shelf parts. So it's all off-the-shelf stock materials that I sort of transform, and what I can do with this is basically sort of engage in any environment in any way I want. To a certain extent, I can make a sculpture, I can make a room, I can make an intervention of some kind, you know, that sort of blocks the space or confounds the space or transforms the space. And yeah, so that's the interest in the piece.
Will there be a skin on it?
No, that's kind of the interest of it. For me is the fact that it's seen, but it's also seen through, that it has this transparency to it, and it's very much on the surface. I mean, what you see is what you get. There's no sort of hidden armature or anything. The armature is the sculpture.
And then had you collaborated with Artbook DAP before?
No, I did make an artist book last year called 2013 with a question mark after it. It was Doomsday Date Predictions and a Practical Day Planner that DAP carried, and I'm certainly familiar with them and really excited about the idea of helping to create an environment for their amazing catalog.
Once again, a very impressive programming schedule. This year you have the retired Dave Hickey. Can you tell us about Dave Hickey? Actually, let's walk through the programming. So Dave Hickey is going to give a talk.
Dave Hickey is indeed doing a talk. We're very excited. There's not much to say except show up to that. It's going to be a very interesting event. He has written a book that has just come out and is distributed by RAM Publications called Pirates and Farmers. He's in conversation with David Pagel, critic and curator, sorry, for the LA Times. And we'll see. There's really not much to say except Dave Hickey at an art fair. We're ready to take that on as a critical conversation, see what he has to say about the fair and see what he has to say about the state of the art world. And certainly he'll be talking about his new book.
So Dave Hickey is known for a book. Well, he's known for several books, but he's known for a book called The Invisible Dragon, 4 Essays on Beauty. And it came out in 93 and surprised people because, you know, beauty's passé, I guess. So was he a MacArthur Genius Fellow? So what else do we have?
It's really fun to infuse performative elements into a fair, and it's always a challenge at the same time. Just as you don't quite know what's going to show up out of the crate when a gallery arrives, the same sort of risk is entailed in excitement with performance work. So we're in conversation with Lori Furstenberg from LAX Art. Through Lori and her associate, a curator named Amanda Hunt, they proposed an artist, E.J. Hill, to do a performance work at the fair. And all that I can say about it is it would be a piano player.
So you also have a screening happening.
We do. We're working with a group called Vanity Projects, which is known as an art nail salon out of New York. We're lucky enough to have them come out and participate in the fair through a few different things. One, presenting a screening of a video program called Girls, 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 which is all female video artists and artists, which will be exciting. Really amazing artists taking part in that. It's an independent curatorial project that we're working with, but a lot of the artists in the series are actually showing with some of the galleries at the fair, like Tala Madani, for example, with Pilar Carias. They're also coming out to do nails. So ALAC will be offering it through a generous sponsorship by Perrier. They'll be coming out and basically performing art nails, art nail manicures. And exactly the schedule we're still figuring out, but I love the idea of seeing if we can offer it on Wednesday before we actually open to all of our exhibitors in case they all want to have their nails done. Imagine an art fair full of galleries with beautiful art-related nails. But if not, then certainly we'll be having it on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday of the fair. You can come and either pick your favorite artist-inspired nails or have a conversation with Vanity Projects about what exactly you'd like.
I'm excited about that. 2 years ago, you had music. Are you going to have music again this year? And are you going to have that area with vendors?
The back tent will be just about the same size. It's getting a little bit smaller than last year, but it will hold our good friends from Silver Lake Forage, who have done the food here with us for the past 4 years. We really like to treat Forage as a proper exhibitor because we give them a little bit of information as to the makeup of the fair, and they tailor their menu based on, one, what's in season, which is quite a lot at this time of amazing foods in the winter in LA. So we're just thrilled that Forage back because they really have upped the level of food. I feel very proud that we've really worked hard to create an environment where you can come look and buy and enjoy yourself, experience artwork, but also have some of the most amazing food at an art fair like ours, which is in terms of music, the E.J. Hill performance will involve a piano and such. We're very excited about the ALAC Theater coming across the street. We've always used the Ruskin Theater across the street, which has been wonderful for us, but we are actually occupying an extra room at the Barker Hangar, and so the talks and lectures and screenings and such will be accessible right at the front of the fair, so right next to the entrance tent where Mark Hagen and DAP will be is also an entrance to our theater.
Do you guys have docent tours? Are you doing that?
We have a number of museum and school groups traveling into town. In fact, my alma mater, and I don't think it's because of me necessarily, but we're very happy to have the School of the Art of the Art Institute come out from Chicago and bring a number of their donors and art patrons. And the Sculpture Center is also bringing a group out from New York, which we're thrilled about. And we've worked with them to set up some tours. Our sponsors, Merrill Lynch and Glazer Wheel, a law firm here in LA. Lori Furstenberg will be doing a tour with them. So those are more customized tours that we've arranged. And so if you have a group and you're interested in tours, certainly contact us at the Art Fair office. In terms of individual tours, it's something that we'd like to do in the future for sure. Not part of the program quite yet, but if you have a group, just contact us and we can arrange something.
We're very excited for Art Los Angeles Contemporary, which will happen at the end of this month at the Barker Hangar at 3021 Airport Avenue in Santa Monica. Plenty of parking. Let's give out the dates and the opening night and the website.
Art Los Angeles Contemporary runs Thursday, January 30th through Sunday, February 2nd. We open at 11 o'clock each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, except the opening on Thursday, the 30th, is from 7 to 9. The website is artlosangelesfair.com, where you can navigate all the different galleries in the fair, the events surrounding the art fair on site here at the Barker, as well as purchase tickets.